Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 5 to 12. After God's interceding and God's pleas to his people, he seems to have changed his mind. And he announces in Judah and Jerusalem, through the sound of a mighty trumpet throughout the whole land, that they're to gather together and flee. They flee from the fortified cities and seek to go to Zion. So even the fortified cities are not enough to protect them and to keep them, but they do seek Zion. They flee for safety without delay because there's a disaster coming from the north, a terrible destruction. God talks about a lion that has come out of his lair, a destroyer of nations, and he's going to lay waste the land. The towns will lie in ruins without inhabitant. The lion could refer to the army that's coming from the north, but also the Satan himself is referred to as a lion who seeks many that he will devour. So he is very much behind this, and he is going to ruin God's people and all of their towns completely. God says to them, "Put on sackcloth, lament and wail, because the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned away." So even though they can see that it is a human army and is the power of Satan behind all this, really, it's the fierce anger of the Lord, for it is the Lord who decides what happens and when things happen. God says that when that day comes, this terrible day, the king and the officials are going to lose heart. They're going to be so terrified. They will realise that they actually have no power or authority over anything. The priests, so-called of God, will be horrified. They will see that their gods and their foolish ways have gotten them nowhere. And even the prophets will be appalled because of such the terrible things that are going to come. So then Jeremiah speaks up and he says, "Sovereign Lord, you've deceived this people in Jerusalem by saying that you will have peace. But the sword is at our throats. We're about to be killed. At this time, people in Jerusalem will be told that a scorching wind from the barren heights is going to come. This is not a wind that is in any way positive. It is not there to cleanse. It is not there to winnow away the chaff. This wind is very strong. It comes from God. And God is now going to pronounce his judgments against them." So for those who linger in sin, for those who refuse to repent, those who think their way is best, they will eventually come to realise that they are nothing against the power of God. And that to go against him and to disobey him, to not repent and seek his face, is absolute folly. And Satan and his minions will destroy them in every way. God's fierce anger will not be turned away. And the people on this earth who seem to have power and authority and ability to do things will be nothing. They will be seen for what they really are, just human beings. God is going to show something here. His sword is at his people's throats. He is going to send this scorching wind that is going to be a judgment for them, not an opportunity to return, not an opportunity to repent. And surely there is many lessons in that for us. We must stay close to the Lord. We must repent. We must keep right with God. We must do what he says. And we must not follow any kind of earthly ministry or earthly institution, but we must follow the Lord.